Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Hey, where'd you get that shirt?
You got me something?
No.
Well, who has a bucket on their head?
Hey, what was that?
You bought this for me?
No.
Do you have a bucket on your head?
No.
Yes.
Shouldn't there be someone here helping Nick?
Sure.
This new shop is going to kill both of us.
Really?
Mr. Whittaker, do you think we could talk about the work schedule now?
Well, I thought you and Connie sorted that out, Nick.
Well, we tried, but we still have some gaps.
Well, okay, but I'm late for a meeting in Connellsville.
Well, the problem is, nobody can come in Tuesday night, Wednesday night, or anytime Thursday.
Connie can't come in?
Well, some big deal at the Timothy Center.
Jack?
Nope, Joanne's out of town, and he has to be at the antique store.
Oh, Eugene?
Eugene who? The guy never works anymore.
You're busy with something?
Well, me and my friends have a garage band now. It's called 10W40.
10W40?
Yeah, we were in the garage when we came up with the name. It still needs some work.
What instrument do you play?
Well, right now, just the tambourine. But I'm learning the guitar. I can't miss practice. Tambourine players are pretty expendable, you know.
Oh, I see.
But it might not be a problem. I have somebody else in mind.
Who?
What about Wooten?
Wooten?
Yeah, he told me he'd come in anytime. And he did okay when he filled in before.
Well, I don't know, Nick. He's our mailman. I wouldn't want to schedule him like a regular employee. No, I'll simply have to cancel some meetings in Connellsville and just come in myself.
Is your boss going to like that?
My boss?
Yeah, Mary Hopkins. Isn't she already going nuts about your grand opening in 2 weeks?
Yes, she is.
Wooten's great with the kids.
Fine. I'd have to give him a crash course on all the machines. Oh, excuse me. Hello? I'm still in Odyssey, Mary. I know, I'm heading out the door right now. Yeah, okay, goodbye. I have to run.
What about the schedule?
I'll give Wooten a call.
Whit?
Just a second, Mary. Let me get this one circuit connected. There. You know, I was thinking about changing the look of the imagination station. I was up until 3 this morning making sketches. Would you like to see them?
In a minute. First, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Barry Muntz.
Oh, hello.
How's it going?
He's an old friend of mine, and he's graciously agreed to help us out until we open.
Oh, great, great. I'm sure Mary's got plenty for you to do.
Actually, I asked him here to help you.
Oh? Oh, well, what are your areas of expertise, Barry?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah. I'll do whatever. I'm your average Renaissance man.
He's a jack of all trades. He has extensive knowledge of computers and
electronics, lighting, carpentry, heating, air conditioning, cars, criminal law, physics, word origins, French, astronomy, literature. Oh, and I possess a rudimentary knowledge of the arts.
Really?
And I'm taking up surfing.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, yeah, and I've invented a couple things, too. You know those Quanco rewritable CD-ROM diskettes?
Yes.
I invented a carrying case for those.
Oh.
He can help you with the imagination station. In fact, if you tell him what to do, he'll handle it completely. He's helped set up computers for me dozens of times. And you've got so many other things to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure we can use your diverse talents somewhere, Barry. Mary, could I speak with you for a moment alone?
Sure.
I style hair on the side.
Very good.
And I'm great at canasta.
Oh, well, thanks.
Would you excuse us, Barry?
Sure. You mind if I look at your work here?
No, go right ahead.
What's the matter? You don't like him?
Oh, it's not Barry. I'm sure he'd be helpful. I'm nervous about letting him build this by himself, giving him the plans to the imagination station.
Oh, Whit, there's nothing to worry about. He's very responsible. He set up the computers at four of my shops, and we've never had problems with any of them.
Well, but still.
He's put together hardware and software for companies across the nation. He's done extensive work with virtual reality. He knows what he's doing.
That's not it. I've had problems with people misusing the technology of the Imagination Station, and I won't let that happen again. I'm stubborn with those plans, Mary, and I don't share them with anyone.
Which, you're going to be working 20 hours a day until the opening if you plan on finishing it on time. You have to let someone help you.
Well, have Barry help with other things.
The Imagination Station is what I'm worried about. It's the attraction everyone will be waiting for. I can't fathom how you're going to have it done in time.
I'd rather work 20-hour days than hand out those plans to someone I don't know.
Have it your way. But I'm putting my foot down if you start falling asleep on your circuits. Barry, I think I'm going to have you help me with something else.
Sure thing. Hey, Mr. Whitaker, this is a nice system.
Oh, thank you.
You ought to look into upgrading your hard drive to 10,000 RPM. A Mega Millennium drive. They run much faster.
Oh, yeah?
You get that, you'll never go back. I'd be happy to look into getting you a good price on one, if you like.
Yeah, that would be fine.
He could be a lot of help to you, Whit. Please, give it some more thought.
I can hem those pants for you if you want, Mr. Whitaker.
To receive information about one of our products, press 1. To receive one of our informational products, press 2. To inform us that you have not received one of our products, press 3.
What?
To be better informed and or receive and or produce one of our productive and or informational products, press 5 and or 6. To speak to someone in English, press 7.
Finally.
Thank you. Please hold.
Nick, there's a little boy upstairs who's hitting people with pretzel rods.
Ugh. When I get my hands on the one who got into that cabinet...
Who are all these kids?
There's a birthday party for a 5-year-old over there, and Morning Song Daycare is here, so there's a bunch of 6-year-olds running around.
Nick, the train flew off the track, and the parts are all over the floor.
No, hang on, Liz. I'll get to that in a minute.
What are those kids put vegetable oil on the tracks? And that's why the train's slipping off.
Vegetable oil?
I think that's what it is.
Ugh, great. Alex, take the phone for a minute. And when they answer, ask them what we should do if someone washes his hair with their product.
What product?
Be right back.
Shouldn't there be someone here helping Nick?
You'd think so.
Ice cream's for everyone! Woohoo! We just won the Little League Championship! Double scoops all around now!
And this would be the 7-year-olds.
The suppliers will be here any minute. We need to talk about how much food we can store in here.
Now, this freezer's a bit small.
It's the biggest freezer in Connellsville.
No, it's fine. I'm just going to have to change my thinking a little. Do you have the food list?
Yes, it's right here.
Excuse me. Hello?
Whit, do you have any advice on how to get a bucket off of somebody's head?
A bucket?
Yeah, like the ones in those chocolate sprinkles come in.
Well, who has a bucket on their head?
That's not really important.
Nick, do you have a bucket on your head?
I don't think we need to get into specifics, Whit.
It sounds like a circus there. How many kids do you have?
I'm not sure. I can't really see to count right now. Maybe 100?
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's a birthday party and a couple other things going on here.
Well, are you doing okay?
I'm getting a lot of exercise. My ears kind of hurt.
Well, hang on. I'll be right there. And try vegetable oil to get the bucket off.
Well, you see, the vegetable oil... Oh, never mind. I'll see you later.
All right.
What do you mean you'll be right there? We have to meet with the suppliers.
I'll call you when I get to Odyssey, Mary. We can do a conference call. I can't let Nick handle 100 kids by himself.
You were going to work on the Imagination Station after the meeting.
I know. I'll come by after we close.
You'll be here all night. Whit, I have someone who can do the Imagination Station for you. Please, let Barry help.
I'll talk to you later. Get all the lights?
Yeah. Do you want me to wash the rest of these glasses?
You can wait until morning if you want.
Thanks. I want.
Oh, how long will you be here tomorrow?
Until 1. Then Wooten comes in.
Good. Oh, what a night. Oh, do you need a ride home? I'm going your direction.
You are?
Yeah, I have to head back to Connellsville.
To do what?
I have to work on the imagination station. Mary's worried that we're not going to finish.
Well, that's crazy. It's already after 10.
Oh, I know. But I'd feel a whole lot better if I could get a couple of hours of work done before I go to sleep tonight.
This new shop is going to kill both of us.
Oh, hey, sorry I'm late.
You're not late, Wooten. You're like 7 minutes early.
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm glad you're here.
A busy day?
Nothing compared to yesterday. Witt said he'd be back to lock up. His cell phone number's on the wall there.
Gotcha. Hey, where'd you get that shirt?
I don't know. I think somebody gave it to me.
Well, it's great. It looks like the shirts they give out in prison.
Thanks.
Yeah, a guy I knew got out of prison and kept wearing them. He liked them so much.
Really?
Uh-huh. Max was his name. Nice guy, except for that whole military secrets thing.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll see you later then, right?
Right.
Bye.
See ya.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, Liz, cool. Hey, I was hoping you'd be here. I got you something.
You got me something?
Uh-huh. There you go. It's not much.
A book?
Yeah, it's like the complete history of China dolls.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I remember how you said you liked them.
You bought this for me?
No, it's a library book. You have to take it back in 2 weeks. Hey, what was that?
Sounds like Alex.
Alex!
He's at the imagination station.
Is it supposed to shake like this?
There's something wrong.
Oh, hang on, Alex. I can't get the door open. How do you turn this thing off?
The only way I know is to turn it off from the inside.
Well, Liz, go downstairs. Get the cordless phone from the kitchen. Dial the number on the wall that says Witt's cell phone, then bring the phone up here.
Okay.
Okay, buddy, hang on. Oh, there's got to be a way to shut this thing off. Where's the plug? Alex, can you hear me?
Yeah, now get me out of here.
I'm trying.
Stop this thing.
I doubt it. There's no answer.
Okay, I need something heavy.
How about the rock from the Jacob display?
That'll work. Okay, Alex, I'm coming in. Okay, now find something that isn't made of paper mache.
The fire extinguisher.
Good idea. Move away from the window, Alex. Good. Stand back, Liz.
Is he okay?
Alex?
I'm fine.
Well, be careful getting out.
Are you cut?
I don't think so.
Well, what happened?
I was running a Revolutionary War program, and Paul Revere got stuck. His horse kept going in reverse. I couldn't get out. The button wouldn't work, and the British never came.
Oh, it's okay. It's over now.
Oh, look! The emergency shutoff button!
Oops. Good to know. We should call your folks.
Okay.
Hey, Liz, let's try to get a hold of Mr. Whitaker again.
Hello, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jefferson. I just wanted to come over and tell you how sorry I am about what happened to Alex. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's doing fine. He gets a little claustrophobic at times, and when he couldn't get the door to your machine open, he panicked.
I'm going to give that machine a complete inspection.
Yeah. Does it malfunction often?
No.
Even so, you really should have had someone there who knew how to turn it off.
Yeah, I know. And I usually do, but, well, we had... it was a mistake, and I'm sorry.
Well, look, Whit, some of us, the parents, I mean, well, we're concerned about what's going on at Witt's End lately. I haven't seen you there in ages. It's almost as if you've abandoned the place. I picked up Alex the other day, and it was a madhouse. Poor Nick was trying to deal with it all by himself.
This is just a temporary situation, Mr. Jefferson.
I know. I want to believe you, Whit. We trust you with our kids. It's nice to have a place where I can send my son and know that he's in such good hands. I'd hate to lose that.
I will do everything I can to make sure you don't.
I know you will. He loves your shop. He loves you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for being honest with me.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night. Mary? It's me.
What's the matter?
Listen. I'm ready to talk to you about Barry. Hi, Wooden.
Hi.
Hello, Nick. Mr. Whitaker. Looks like you got a letter from your granddaughter. I'll see you later.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wooden, what's wrong?
Well, I don't think I should be here.
Why?
Because of this dream I've been having.
What dream?
Well, see, there are these beautiful and very cool turtles at the zoo, and all these kids are, like, watching them through the glass. And it's amazing because these turtles also have wings and stuff like butterflies. But the wings aren't quite big enough for them to fly. You know, turtles are kind of heavy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the king butter turtle sits up like he's ready to launch. He gets up on a high mountain-like thing, and he spreads his wings real majestically, and these kids are holding their breath, hoping the butter turtle makes it. And then I walk up, and I bust through the glass with a fire extinguisher.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's when I wake up.
You think it means something?
I think it means I shouldn't be around kids or turtles. I don't want to hurt anybody. I better get going.
Now, Wooten, I told you I didn't blame you for that.
I know.
It was my fault. I never got around to showing you how to run it or turn it off in an emergency.
Still, I put a little boy in danger.
You did the right thing, and Alex is not hurt. Listen, Wooten.
Huh?
I trust you. Oh. You need to believe me when I say I have every confidence in you. The kids love you.
Did they say that?
They talk about you all the time.
Yeah, they keep asking me when you're working again.
They do?
You bet.
Well, I guess that's kind of cool.
So let me ask you a question. Would you like to work Monday night?
You mean with adult supervision?
No, just you. Everyone else is busy, and I'd love for you to fill in.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. And this time, I'll show you how everything works.
Or at least you could hide the fire extinguishers.
Well, the fire department frowns on that kind of thing.
Yeah, they probably would. Okay, thanks, Mr. Whitaker. I'll be here.
Bye.
I'll see you then.
What's up with the turtles?
I have no idea. Hello, Mary.
Oh, good. You made it. Did you get everything settled in Odyssey?
Yes. Nick's working the next few days, and Jack's going to be able to help out, too, so I can concentrate on this now.
Good. I want you to show me how the imagination station works. Barry finished it this morning.
He finished?
Yes. In fact, Sam drove him to the airport this morning. He's gone.
Well, I was here 2 days ago, and he was just working on the data bank. I figured he had at least 5 days to go.
The man's a whirlwind.
He didn't show you how to work it?
No, he said he had a plane to catch.
I can't imagine how he could have done it that quickly.
Check it out yourself. Looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Let me take a look inside.
He was in here every day, giving me random information about things I didn't understand. I tried to...
Where's the circuitry?
What?
This casing is empty. There should be microchips in here, a motherboard.
I don't know what you're talking
about. There's nothing in here.
He left without finishing?
Worse than that, Mary. Where are the plans?
Whit, I had no idea. I never would have dreamed.
Oh, that's okay, Mary.
I'm so sorry I ever brought him in here.
I know. But it's done, and we just have to help the police find him.
Excuse me, Miss Hopkins.
Yes, officer?
Did you say he went to the airport with someone named Sam?
Yes, Sam Hutchinson. He's one of our employees.
You haven't seen him since?
No. I wasn't expecting him back until tomorrow.
I'll need his address and phone number.
Yes, I can get that for you.
Did you do a check on Barry Muntz?
Yes, we did. Your friend also goes by four other names. Barry Muntz is just one of his aliases.
What?
I would suggest that your company do more thorough background checks in the future.
This doesn't make sense. I've known Barry for years.
How well did you know him?
Apparently not as well as I thought.
No. In fact, Barry's had a bit of a checkered past.
Oh, how so?
From our records, it appears that your friend has done some time for corporate espionage.
What do you mean?
He steals secrets from one company and sells them to another.
He ran off with the plans?
And the inner circuitry.
Wow. Who was this guy?
Well, a guy who worked with Mary on several projects before.
What if he sells the plans to some toy company? There'll be ripoffs of the imagination station everywhere.
Yeah, that's a distinct possibility.
So, why aren't you throwing a fit?
Because I know something that Barry doesn't.
What?
That it won't work.
It won't? Why not?
I left out a few details on the plans I gave to Barry. As a precaution.
Oh, I get it. Important details, you mean?
Well, there was one vital component I didn't give him. The technology won't work without it.
Cool. So in other words, you foiled the bad guys.
For now. You've got the plans.
Yep. Right here. Where's my money?
In the bag. Along with your plane ticket.
Plane ticket? To where?
I don't know. Somewhere in South America, I think.
Why am I going to South America?
You must leave the country immediately. Take a long vacation. Say, a year or two.
What? But I got family in Oregon.
We've already contacted them for you. Your mother thinks that it's very noble of you to work with the poor in Ecuador.
Is that what I'm going to do?
We don't care. Just don't come back before we tell you. If you try, let's just say more will expire than just your contract. And by the way, Mr. Muntz, these plans better work.
Who was that man Barry gave the plans to? And I wonder what will happen when he tries to use them. I guess you know what we have to do to find out. Keep listening. You know, sometimes we get so busy doing things we enjoy that we forget about other equally important things, and we end up having to choose between the two. In today's adventure, Wood had to make a tough choice between the new Wits End in Connellsville and his work in Odyssey, and we saw the problems it caused him. We all have to make difficult decisions about how we should spend our time. But it's important to remember that, in whatever we do, we should give our best effort and do it for the glory of God. And of course, we also need to ask God to help us make those kinds of decisions. As it says in Proverbs 16, verse 9, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Breaking Point was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer is Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.